Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about starting your own company. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, I've been working as a software developer for several years and I got fired last year and I haven't been able to find a job since. Should I consider to start my own company? Well, I think so. If you've been unable to find a new place of work within a year and you already are a fairly senior experience, or you've been working for several years, that does sound like a very feasible thing to do. One thing that I think is interesting though is that this will actually, regardless of how it goes for you, you might actually find that even if starting your own company isn't your thing necessarily, even just doing that and trying it out for a little while, you're gonna make some income from it. You might go into freelancing, or maybe you'll start your own consultancy business and so forth. What's interesting is that just the act of you doing that might actually make you more attractive if you decide to go on the job hunt again. You see, something that I see a lot of developers underestimate is the power of experience. And what I mean by the power of experience is basically that if you are at one point in your career, even if you've been working for quite some time, and let's say as the subscriber situation, you don't have much in terms of prospects. Let's say for the sake of argument that there is a, in your specific region, there's not that much work going on. There's not that many IT companies, or there's a recession, whatever, right? If you, or let's also say for the sake of argument that maybe the issue is that you're getting turned down because your portfolio or like your CV doesn't look all that well, I think that you should consider taking a look at doing your own thing for a little while, even if you just look at this thing as a sabbatical type of thing. Because if you start your own IT business, you can, I mean, there is a ton of work globally. If you just look completely like all across the map, there are tons and tons and tons and tons of projects out there for varying levels of developers. Now, I'm not saying that it's easy to be a freelancer or be a consultant or something like that. I'm just saying that if it really is at this point in time practically impossible for you to find somewhere to work within your region and you're not really open to moving around or things like that, this is an option for you to kind of, you know, it's like a bear sleeping in for the winter. You can try at a later stage. Like start your own company, see how it goes, and like a few months later, a few years later, you might even find that this is actually much more enjoyable to you. Maybe this is the thing you want to do, but you can always go back and go on the job hunt again when the environment has changed. And at that point, I promise you, if you've been able to add even further things to your CV, you might actually be more attractive than you are as you are right now. So I look at this thing of like being a freelancer, even if it's smaller project, even if it's like these toy things, it's something that adds to your CV, and that is a very useful thing for you. It's actually much more useful in some cases than not doing anything. Like if you're just doing the job searching thing and you're not getting any replies, anything like that, and you're not actually enhancing your CV in any way, it could be perfect for you. It really could be perfect. The thing that you should, I think that you should think about though, is that one thing you can do is to start your own consultancy business, and then you can get in contact with some of the bigger firms, which is, I think that that's a very, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do freelancing, because we're going to touch on that as well, but if you start your own consultancy firm, in some cases, actually, some companies will not hire full-time developers. They will only hire consultants because they want to be able to be flexible. They want to be able to avoid legal obligations and things of that nature, depending on where you are. And so if you just become a consultant and you contact these larger companies who may or may not be hiring, they might actually be very open to that, because if they're buying consultancy services, that's something that is quite different from hiring you full time. So that would be honestly, it would be pretty much a sweet spot for you because then you can run your own company. You will get to work in an environment where you'll see the sort of development, especially if you're a junior developer, you'll see the sort of personal development that you might see in, well, that's the sort of development that you're looking for in many cases. You're looking for the sort of work environment that reflects most of the IT world is doing, right? So that's one option. The other option I would say is to do the freelancing thing. Now, the freelancing thing, although it's not perfect, if your goal is, I mean, this person has been working for years, so it shouldn't be much of an issue. If you already have a senior level experience or something like that, it really, I mean, there's, sure, it's always useful. You can always learn things, you can always get better, but you should probably have the skills to survive regardless, right? So by doing the freelancing thing, as I was saying, you can look at this as a temporary thing. You can you look at this as something you're doing in order to add things to your CV to make that stronger so that you can have an easier time finding a full-time position somewhere else or so forth. But even as a junior developer, this is perfect. Even if you don't get paid all that much, or well, maybe you are, depending on how good you are, you're going to learn quite a lot of things by being a freelancer or a consultant. You're going to learn how to survive by yourself. You're going to get to a point where you might actually be able to have that as a very attractive fallback should things once again not go in your favor. And that's actually something that a lot of the corporate developers may be underestimating. And I mean, we are a little bit in the golden age of IT now, so a lot of the developers are kind of, they feel very comfortable because they more or less know that there's going to be somebody out there who will hire them. But if you ever get to a point where it's I look at it as, I mean, doing a few years as a freelancer or like some months as a freelancer or a consultant or something like that. I think that overall, that's a little, it's a healthy thing because it will teach you, it's something that just makes you more independent and able to cope when the environment you find yourself changing. And so what I wrote back to the subscriber is basically that I think that absolutely, start your own company, see how it goes. I suggest that you start with something, as I was saying, something small, like you're just a one-man company. Don't start hiring people or stuff like that. Look at this as a learning opportunity. Look at this as a way for you to figure out, okay, how do I contact customers? How do I run a small business and all of these things? Because if you already have the years with all the coding skills, the main focus or the main challenge for you is going to be to just actually get people to pay you for the work that you do, right? So what I want you to take away from this is that if you find yourself in a position where there's not that many prospects in your region and you're not willing to move somewhere else or so forth, and maybe there's like you're having troubles finding remote work or things like that, starting your own company or becoming a freelancer, even if it's just a temporary thing, is actually a very useful exercise. You can think of it as, I mean, you might find that this is something that really suits you and it becomes a permanent thing. But at the very least, it's going to give you something to add to your portfolio or to your CV as you're waiting to find a company who is willing to give you a full-time position. So instead of just quote-unquote waiting, I mean, you can of course study and things like that, and that's also useful, but think of this as a very interesting alternative to just reading up on tools and taking YouTube courses or Udemy courses and things like that, because this is actual work. This is actually things that you can put on the experience section, and experience is usually, it's the gold standard of what makes a person who's hiring programmers want to hire that person. Education is great, everybody loves education, but the gold standard is experience. Have a great day.